Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. KX93.5 broadcasting to the world online at kx935.com, but very much embedded in the town of Laguna Beach, California. And where else would you want to be on a day like today? Laguna has a an organization called Laguna Hero Fest, and it's they give away a My Hero award or a number of awards every year. So from the My Hero organization is Victoria Murphy. Hello, Victoria.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, great, happy to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. So you excited about this week's event? It's on Thursday, correct?
This Thursday, April 21st, it's our 9th annual Laguna Hero Fest. It's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 7 degrees in the canyon. And we're very excited because we're putting a spotlight on art and music in the community. And today we have representatives from those organizations that we will be honoring. And if you would like any more information about our Hero Fest, everyone can go to myhero.com/Laguna.
All right.
And see what's on there.
Myhero.com/Laguna. That's where you can find out all the information you need about this. But it's lovely that you've brought some friends along. Carla Fandel from the Boys and Girls Club, Cindy Pruitt from Laguna Beach Live, our partners in crime here at KX93.5, and Marinta Scoopin from Laguna Art Museum. Let's start with you, Carla. What's happening? What are you doing down there at the Boys and Girls? How do you get involved with art? What's the connection?
The kids at the club are super excited, and they have been making some recycled creatures to be put up at the Hero Fest. And they just made this giant mural that we're going to attach the creatures to.
What have they made the creatures out of?
Paper plates, toothpicks, cupcake wrappers. All different sorts of things.
Stuff that they would usually throw away.
Yeah,
they've
exactly.
Reused and recycled them.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm sure your organization's a hero to a lot of parents in town. You look after their kids, you know, in that sort of dead time, that latchkey time
totally.
Between school and when parents get home from a hard day's work.
Yeah, so, yeah. The kids make awesome artwork, and yeah, they get to have fun at the club.
And they have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, our development director, Monica Sylvia, used to work down there, and she still talks about it all the time. What a brilliant organisation you are. Also here is Cindy Pruitt from Laguna Beach Live. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Good.
I should, full disclosure, my wife works for you.
Yes, with me. I love it.
With
She's
you,
great,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. She sent me an email this morning. I noticed it says associate producer on the email.
Yes.
That's fancy.
She's wonderful.
So proud of her.
We do so many things. We really need all the help we can get.
Yeah, well, I know you're a non-profit organisation, and, you know, all you have to do is look at the ticket price.
No, that's our mission is great music that's really affordable and accessible. And one of the things we do is weekly go to the Boys and Girls Club, and we take musicians there and do performances, and that is free for the club. They're the same musicians that we have at the Art Museum once a month, which is free to museum members and $5 for seniors, so practically free. That's some of what we do, and then we do a lot of jazz, and we've got a big bluegrass concert coming up in June, and gospel and world music, whatever we can do. We want people to listen to music.
Sure, and I'm glad you mentioned that you do all these workshops and bring music to the kids, and that is free to the kids, so that's completely, you know, it levels things out. It's not just the rich kids that can afford to get access to these incredible players that you bring to town. So, yeah, it's a very important thing, especially as we know arts and in general is kind of lacking from our schools at the moment. Not so much in Laguna, really, but around the world, it's a big controversy.
Well, this is after school, and at the Boys and Girls Club, we also have our director going into the public schools to help out in the classes. We just want kids to get enthusiastic about music and maybe take it as a career. I don't know, Jason, what did you say about that?
Well,
maybe just enjoy it as adults then.
I'd say, maybe get a degree in something useful first. I don't know, but I'm getting old, you see, that's what happened. I would never have said that 20 years ago. But it is important, and it's more important than people think. There's a whole thing about cognitive development, and it's important to have a sort of wide experience of all different kinds of music, and you guys do that with the jazz and everything from jazz to bluegrass, classical, everything in between. So it's really important.
Well, you know, the arts in general develop in really important things for children, like critical thinking, yeah, collaboration, creativity. They really get a chance to use their mind, their brain, in a way that they don't frequently throughout the rest of the day, and whether they are able to have it in their school or they just are they're lucky enough to have it in their home or at the Boys and Girls Club or through, you know, these other organizations, it really is a large part of how they become individuals.
Yeah, and you can't disconnect it from the ability to make a living later on either. I think people tend to go, oh, it's so frivolous, the arts, come on, focus, get an MBA. And but those things that you mentioned, critical thinking, reasoning, creativity, if you ain't got those, you ain't making no money in the
exactly
future.
Yeah,
so it really
leads
is important.
Into all the other areas.
Yeah, absolutely, it does. So we're listening to KX93.5. Laguna Hero Fest is on Thursday night at 7 Degrees down there in the canyon. More information at myhero.com/Laguna. Victoria Murphy is here from the My Hero organization. We just heard from Cindy Pruitt from Laguna Beach Live, Carla Fandel, the Boys and Girls Club. Now, Marinta Scoopin. Is that your real name? Come on.
I'm very so sexy impressed name with your great pronunciation.
Marinta Scoopin. Where are you from?
I'm South African
originally. Oh, you are? Really? So is that, what's that, a Boer name?
My first name is a Boer name. It's a combination of Marta Katerina, mm-hmm, which are two very typical Afrikaans names. Yeah. I'm actually married to a German, so it gets a little bit more complicated. My last name is quite typical Northern German.
Good genes. You're creating good genes because you're spreading out the genetic thing.
Absolutely. And we communicate in each of our second language. So
I bet you do when you're angry. I bet the Afrikaans comes out then. So tell us about your project over there at the Laguna Art Museum, Art and Nature Festival.
Right. We're in the education department, and in addition to doing all our school programs, all our public programs, we do an annual festival called Art and Nature in November of every year. This year's will take place on November the 3rd through the 6th, and we usually commission an artist to do a big earthwork on Main Beach, and for this year it's going to be Philip K. Smith with a spectacular piece involving several hundred huge columns. It's going to be up for the 4 days. We also get a keynote speaker, and for this year we were fortunate enough to get the world's expert on Leonardo da Vinci. And if you talk about art and nature, Leonardo da Vinci comes to mind.
Fantastic. Yes.
It's Professor Philip Kempis from Oxford University. And he's coming to talk about the Mona Lisa and Da Vinci in general. He's also going to give a lecture at UCI at the same time. On the Sunday, we have a huge family festival, free family festival that closes out Art and Nature. We have up to 500 visitors on that day, and we partner with My Hero, who has offered an interactive table and information on the My Hero project. Part of Art and Nature is also galleries and organizations around town put on their own exhibitions that's nature related. And Carla at the Boys and Girls Club does a wonderful job every year having the kids create nature related works and putting on a beautiful exhibition.
And Da Vinci, he's been in the news recently. They just found another painting that was that's attributed to him. Some Swiss basement, you know, somebody's waterlogged old Da Vinci. Must be worth billions, you know. Anyway, it's so wonderful. Everybody's involved in the arts and trying to help. Certainly, the connections between the arts and kids, very important. And that's really what makes you guys heroes, because the next generation is so important. So we're all very grateful to you guys for all that you do in town. Once again, Carla Fandel from the Boys and Girls Club, Cindy Pruitt, Laguna Beach Live, Marinta Scoopin from Laguna Arts Museum's Art and Nature Festival, and Victoria. Have fun this Thursday.
Yes, we're really, really excited because the work that My Hero does is to really put a light, shine a light on unsung individuals who are contributing to making our everyday experiences so much richer and so much more important. And frequently, they don't get exposed. And so right here, we have three individuals who deserve that spotlight,
yeah,
because they're really making unique experiences for children and adults in the community. and they're really making participation in the arts possible. So we're quite excited to put the spotlight on.
I bet you are. And you know what? You guys deserve a round of applause as well, because you bring these organizations together in a way that they wouldn't normally. It's a funny thing. It's a small town, Laguna, and there's lots of people doing great work, but we don't always know each other. I mean, I knew Cindy, but I'd never met Marinta before, or Carla, you just don't know who you don't know in town. You know that we tend to live in our little world and our cliques, and we don't see everybody else. So it's very much a pleasure to meet everybody, and we'll all be hobnobbing and networking on Thursday night at 7 degrees at 7 o'clock. It's the My Hero Fest, and it's myhero.com/Laguna. Brilliant.
Information.
Hey, thank you all so much. Lucinda, yeah.
And you should mention, everybody is welcome. There's no fee for
thank
this.
You.
So please come out and see what we're doing and get to know each other.
Do you know what? You just got another 50% of the crowd just came because of what you just said.
Yay.
Thank you for thinking of that. It doesn't cost anything to come down and celebrate your neighbours and friends who are doing such great work in the community. That's the My Hero Festival. It's KX 93.5.